Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Monday. We should do weekend wrap up. Short week this week, so this is going to blow by. But your weekend... our weekend was eventful. I don't think I could stand any more Snapchat of your floors. So no more.
Instead, we moved to the holiday parade at the Susquehanna Valley Mall.
That's right. So no more social media on how to strip and refinish a floor.
Listen, I am prepared. I am out for hire now. Seriously. Those floors look good.
Okay.
I'm patting myself on the back this morning.
All right, you go ahead.
There was only one small injury.
Yeah.
And it was cat related. And
one of the cats panicked. Okay.
Yep.
Scratched and, you.
Yep. But I'm good.
Okay. All right.
And
you're Laura good.
I am Laura good.
Okay.
And the husband and I did not kill each other. Surprisingly enough, we actually enjoyed each other's company and got it all done.
You know, you say that married people say that all the time. And for some people, I think it's true. But for you, old Keitho's way too laid back to kill you.
Exactly.
He's just like, okay, whatever.
It's okay. It's fine.
You're like, what? He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's why we're so good
like that
together.
That one Snapchat I enjoyed.
Which one?
It was only one out of the 50. But anyway, oh, look, more floors.
You should feel privileged. Not everyone gets those snaps.
I know. You were doing something, and you could see him outside the window.
Oh, I was Snapchatting.
Right. But you were, I don't know, you were talking about something. And he's outside the window, and he looks up, and he's like, oh, jeez. And he looks back out, right? And then you must have, like, yelled to him or whatever. So he just looks up, and he gives one of these casual waves, like, I want this to be over. You know, not the marriage, the whole floor thing.
Listen.
I want this to be over.
The whole floor thing.
Had that look on his face.
It is not for the faint of heart.
Seriously, yes,
I agree. It is not for the faint of heart.
Anything major if you buy a house.
Oh,
anything
gosh.
Major, it is not.
It's not. If you want to paint a couple of walls, go for it. But when you talk about moving every single item. Now, this was the most annoying part. The moving every single item of furniture. Every major, like, decoration on the wall. The curtains had to be put up.
Well, if you sand around the furniture, sooner or later you're going to pay for that. Because you move the couch and you go, oh, look what's under there.
Exactly. So you can't do it. You have to do everything.
So there you have it. So Saturday was the holiday parade. We had a blast
so nice.
At the mall.
Oh, thank goodness for the beautiful weather. It was a little cold to start.
Oh, but that's good because it's a Christmas
perfect.
Holiday parade.
We and were then, in our festive best.
Sunday, what did you do? Just... Stare at your floors all day yesterday?
No, we had to move the furniture all back in.
Oh, it all had to get moved back.
And let me tell you, that surprise snow in the morning made for a really, really interesting...
Surprise smell of
snow,
fresh
snow.
Varnish? Oh, you no, said snow. I thought you said smell.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Surprise snow in the morning.
I thought it was very nice.
It was beautiful. It made for a very interesting time because you can only be in stocking feet for 7 days on the floors.
Oh,
so they're like 75.
Oh, so this continues. This isn't over.
Yeah. So they're like 75% cured.
Go on forever.
They won't be totally cured until you can put stuff back on them.
All right.
So we couldn't wear shoes or anything, and it snowed. So we were literally walking like outside in our socks.
But you don't have a choice
in the snow. And then we put all these beach towels down to like protect the floors.
There you go.
To get all the furniture back inside because it was on the porch for the past 4 days.
That's good though. Looks cold region.
It did a little bit.
Elysburg. Yeah,
it's inspired me though. The project for the spring is going to be that like side porch that I have, that carport side porch. I need like some new loungy type outdoor furniture.
Oh, so you want to put some furniture out there.
Yeah. It was really nice to sit out there on my couch.
Well, you could do two things. You could buy some lounge furniture, yard furniture, and put it out there. Or you could buy new living room furniture and just put your old living room furniture out there.
Ooh, I think you're onto something.
Sit on your couch in the carport. It'd be great.
I think you're onto something there. Now, I better get like wicker or something that can withstand the elements.
Yes, I think so. My weekend was fun and mysterious. Saturday morning, I got a text message from a good friend of mine that told me my Facebook was hacked.
Oh, and, I saw that.
And I was like, what? Because I don't care. You're the social media person on this morning show. I don't care. I don't care like what people say about me on Facebook. I don't care whatever happens. So he goes, unless, of course, you're asking people to invest money internationally. I was like,
yes, I am.
I was like, no. You know me, Ronnie. That's not me. So, yeah.
Did you change your password?
No, I don't know what to do, so I didn't do anything. I did I did post on Facebook, though, saying, I don't know if I was hacked, but if you people really believe I'm urging you to invest money internationally, you don't know me at all, so you're stupid, and Facebook security's messed up, right? So people, like, really liked that comment, but people still, like, a day later, Tom, I think you've been hacked. Scroll down, moron. Read what I said. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't care. I really didn't care. So that was that. We did the holiday parade. I went to see the Tom Hanks movie, and it's wonderful.
Oh,
Mr. Rogers.
I went to see Ford versus Ferrari.
Well, I thought about going to see Ford versus Ferrari the next day, but I thought, Tom, go to the movies twice in one weekend? Let's not overdo it.
I wasn't emotionally prepared for the Mr. Rogers movie. I have a feeling that it's like a little, like it's like a tearjerker.
Yes, there are parts in a movie where you can hear a pin drop in the theater. It's amazing. And this is, you know, I'm talking this time of the year where you always got Fat Uncle Larry sitting behind you chewing too loud going, hey, grab a cough drop and get the hell out.
Or a
soda. But, something.
Like, get something.
But there is that inside the theater, but there are parts of that movie where you could hear
That movie we're planning on seeing this coming weekend. But Ford versus Ferrari was fantastic.
So there you go.
It was great.
All right. Well, like, I might go see that this weekend.
Honestly, Tom, you're a car guy. You're a Mustang guy.
I'm a Ford guy.
Carol Shelby, Matt Damon does such a good job of portraying that character. Like, it's just, I loved every second of it.
Well, they did say, and they do say, that Shelby's a little nuts. That's the invention of the Shelby Mustang.
Right? I just want to point out, though,
okay,
that we went to see the movies while the floors were drying.
Of course you did.
Right? That's what we did.
Well, that's what you did. Yeah. I went to see the movies, let me think, because I wanted to. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. Actually, there was no late night TV on Friday, so our late night sound bites are all SNL news.
The screenwriter of the new Harriet Tubman biopic said that when he first pitched the movie in the 90s, a studio executive suggested that Julia Roberts play Harriet Tubman. I know, worse, it was going to be called Runaway Bride 2.
It's a party, all right? Tom and Laura in the morning on a Monday, 94KX. Speaking of parties, Matt, the news guy, had some kind of surprise party for his mommy-to-be.
That we did. We got
How'd
her
work
good.
How'd that out, huh?
We got her good.
Oh, wait. You got her good?
Yes.
You're not supposed to do this kind of thing to a pregnant lady. Didn't anybody teach you pregnancy 101?
Yeah.
What do you want her wanting to break? You want her wanting to break?
Well, the only problem is my wife is very, very difficult to surprise.
Okay.
Because she suspects the littlest things.
So then why would you want to?
Because she's never been surprised before and she wanted to be surprised.
Aww.
She told us that.
Oh, that's really?
Wonderful.
See, I thought it was just a challenge. You know how Matt gets all competitive, you know, with his egos and stuff.
Well, I did take it as a challenge, too.
There it is.
She wanted it to be.
Okay.
So it was perfect. It was a really
good.
Nice weekend.
So family from both sides?
Family and friends from both sides came
out. Wow.
Shout out to say Monica's and Linda, our pastoral associates, for helping us put everything together with my
mother-in-law
and my mom.
And it all happened in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Yes, it did.
How much baby stuff do you have now?
My entire man cave was full of stuff.
Okay, there's a violation. Nothing goes into man cave.
There it is.
Except
that's a
man
total
stuff.
Violation.
Yes,
a total violation.
It was, but that was the only place we could put it. And then then yesterday, while my dad and I were watching the Eagles game, my mom and Lisa put everything together and brought everything back upstairs.
So women were allowed in the man cave only to remove baby articles.
Exactly.
My dad and I were watching the football.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll my eyes at both of you.
Okay. Right,
women were allowed in the man cave.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. And again, it's kind of like the three generations of Tom and Laura. You had a million baby presents, okay?
Yes.
Now, I don't know what your future plans are, but if there's like another kid, you get like 500,000 presents. And then on the third kid, you get like a dozen. And then by the time you get to the fourth kid, they're like, oh yeah, I forgot. Okay. Or they're re-gifting you.
So you're saying to save the stuff is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we can do that.
Save the stuff.
But we're going one at a time here. We're not.
Well, okay. Yeah. And what did I say to you?
You get twins.
As far as I know, that's not the case.
As far as you know.
And hopefully that will stay the case.
Okay, all right. I told him this the other day when we were just hanging around being guys and scratching ourselves and talking. I said,
oh my God.
I said, look, when this baby is ready to come out of the crib and you take the crib apart, make sure you keep the directions, okay? Because you take it apart, and then, like, 3 years later, like voice of experience here.
Yes.
Oh, another baby's coming. We'll go up in the attic and pull all the pieces down. Where's the instructions? What instructions?
Duly noted.
And then by the time you have the third, fourth, fifth kid,
you don't even need a crib.
There's bolts missing. There's all kinds. There are kids rolling out and falling on the floor.
Yeah, you just put it in a beanbag. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be
fine. News is next. 4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The American Music Awards were last night. Taylor Swift won everything, so forget about it. We'll talk about it next hour anyway. But it is the end of the year, and all these different awards come out.
Mm-hmm.
The Oxford Dictionary announced its Word of the Year. We were just discussing this, Laura, because the Collins Dictionary, do we really need more than one? Because then you got the Webster Dictionary. Anyway, everybody is going with climate-based words. The Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year is climate emergency.
So they define that as a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage resulting from it.
There it is.
So
climate strike.
Yeah, was climate strike.
You know, the definition there is different, but doesn't it all kind of lead up to the same thing?
That we are doing irreversible damage to our climate, like slowly and painstakingly one day at a time?
Yes, the runners up. Climate crisis, climate action, extinction, and eco-anxiety.
Not to bring it down on a Monday, but... Keith O. showed me this article from Forbes over the weekend, and the brush fires are rampant in Australia.
Yeah, and you know what? Here, we're so selfish in the United States. We don't pay attention to anything else. It's like, we don't even pay attention to the California fires. I mean, it's like, hello, but Australia, they're in a serious situation.
And they have brush fires. These things happen. They happen naturally, but they've experienced a prolonged period of drought over the past decade, and that's led to forests dying, but specifically the brush fires now are taking out forests where koalas live, and over 80% of their habitat has been destroyed. Over 80%. Now, eucalyptus trees are what koalas eat. They eat
the
leaves.
That's the only thing that they eat. Yep.
And they're a slow-growing type of vegetation, so that you can't just, like, spring up a tree.
Right.
Boom, right like that.
Right.
So now, leading scientists worldwide are declaring that koalas are functionally extinct.
Well, there's another word, functionally.
Meaning
extinct.
That they're still here.
I always thought you either are or you aren't.
No.
But that means you're on the way.
You're on the way. So basically, functionally extinct means that you cannot function outside of an artificial environment, that species.
Right.
So koalas are now fully on the way to no longer being able to exist in a natural environment because it doesn't exist anymore.
Sad.
It's a shame.
But we don't have anything to worry about. There's no global warming. The Earth is fine. Hello?
We don't even need to use the word global warming. It's climate change. Our climate is rapidly
change and
changing.
Climate emergency.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening is we as humans are speeding it up. And it's not just us. Listen, China, I'm going to call them out. They are a huge perpetrator. There are some other countries in the world that need to get their environmental acts together.
Yeah, maybe we all need to have some kind of summit on that, for God's sakes.
Oh, wait, there is. But the United States
But it keeps getting canceled, or we don't go.
Oh, gee.
All right, so there is something that good that's coming out of this. I have decided to start Tom's Eucalyptus Farm.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I like that. I'll help you build a greenhouse.
I'm going to be a millionaire.
The koalas, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna.
94KX. That's the latest from Selena Gomez. I don't think we need sad songs. It's a holiday season, but that's a good song. But
I like that song.
It's one of them songs I can't listen to because when I listen to it, I get all...
Well, then I start thinking about the koalas. I get a little sad. I'm not going to lie. I don't like reading articles like that bright and early on a Monday morning. I'm still thinking about the koalas.
You know, maybe we shouldn't have talked about it.
I know.
You know, it's one of them things. It was the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year. I got a text message from my friend Sarah, who says the koala story makes me sad now.
I know.
I'm like,
wow.
Well,
it's making me sad too.
And then we play Selena Gomez.
Koalas are interesting.
I have to lose you to love me. She's talking about the koala. That's it. She's singing about the koalas. That's what she's doing.
I had the opportunity to interact with a koala at the San Diego Zoo in California.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
They're really fascinating, but they're also like really scary. They have big claws.
Kind of like...
Could be vicious little creatures.
Yeah, and that's why I have an ex-wife. Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
How How is this always twisted into how understand. You your former life?
Thank you, Matt.
You said koalas can be vicious, even though they're cute.
Oh, my Lord.
News is next.
It's Black Friday, Sam.
That is not the sound of Laura. That is the actual Penn State Nittany Leo.
That is correct. Meaning it's the Penn State Ticket Blitz, sponsored by Salins Grove Ford. And guess what? We are qualifying folks. It's a short week.
Mm-hmm.
So we are qualifying folks.
Like right now?
Like right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's right. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Come on. Siren Alaska, Hawaii.
94KX. This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. Where are you calling from?
Middleburn.
It is the last Penn State home game this weekend.
I know. I'm pretty psyched.
Would you like to be qualified for tickets?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, you're caller number 4.
Yay.
Yay.
Have you gone to a game this season?
I have not.
Well, this is your last chance, so good luck to you.
Fingers crossed for you, Melanie. It's part of the Penn State Salins Grove Ford Ticket Blitz. Good stuff.
Awesome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV from SNL News.
The maker of M&M's announced a new vegan chocolate candy made with a plant-based alternative. So I guess the real news here is that apparently regular M&M's are made with meat.
M&M's, we have the meat.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Did somebody just throw something at me? I think it was a pair of scissors.
It was me. Okay. It was me, and it was scissors.
I didn't do it.
But it wasn't at you. It was back into the cup.
And didn't your mom ever tell you about scissors? They're very dangerous. Do you run around in the house?
You don't point them at somebody.
And you don't run in the house carrying scissors.
I didn't run. I didn't point them at anyone. I just put them back in the cup.
Ah. Okay.
It was very. It was safe. I'm a trained professional. It's fine.
With scissors. She's approved with scissors. Hey, it's almost time for birthday buddies. That's the local celebrities who are celebrating a birthday today. We have guests in the studio, so they'll help us with birthday buddies. First, we do the musical birthdays. Nothing.
Nada. No one.
Amy Grant. Amy Grant is the only person celebrating a birthday.
I like her.
She's adorable.
She's super cute.
I want her to come over to my house for Thanksgiving.
I really appreciate her Christmas
Amy.
Album.
Pass the gravy, Amy.
What is it? That's what love is for, to help through it. Isn't that Amy Grant? That's what love is for.
Yeah, but she had a bunch of hits. That's one of the weirder ones. I mean, obscure ones.
Melt our defenses, take us back to our senses.
And then remember when she sang with Peter Cetera after he left Chicago?
That's right.
They did that song. Say, go. Here's a Kleenex. Blow your nose and sing into the microphone.
Oh, where did that come from?
Painters of Terror, Chicago. Yeah.
Where did those lyrics come from? That was like the recesses of my mind.
That's what scares me about you, the recesses of your mind.
Yes, now, me too.
But listen to this. Amy Grant is 59 years old today. We're the same age. Maybe she'll want to go out with me, you think?
Oh, no. Here we go.
No, probably not. Because
isn't she married to Vince Gill?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how would you like to be listed that way? You've got several Grammys. You were like a pop queen in the 90s.
Yes.
And you're listed as Amy Grant, 59.
She was a
wife of Vince Gill. Who the hell is Vince Gill?
He's a country music singer.
Of course. That's why I didn't know him.
I didn't know that either.
She's a Christian crossover. That's how she started.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know
that. She started in Christian music, Christian pop specifically, and then crossed over to the top 40 charts. And then her career took off from there.
Listen to her.
I'm serious.
Did we even ask you?
Yeah, but what are you, the Amy Grant that. Expert?
We knew that, but they have her listed as...
Again, just, the recesses of my mind.
The scary part.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
They have her listed as the wife of Vince Gill. That's terrible.
I mean, he was very popular. I think still is.
I got nothing.
They do a Christmas, like, tour every year together. Ah. It's kind of like Dolly and Kenny. Although they're not married. Vince and Amy are married.
They do a Christmas tour?
Yes.
All right. I'll be waiting for them at McGuigan's in downtown
Sunbury. No, they'll be at the arena. They'll be at the arena. I'm in Wilkes-Barre, most
arena.
Likely. At the
All
arena.
Right. You recognize the music. Without further ado, it's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddy.
Yes. Yes.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm talking about.
Good job.
Nice job. Happy birthday to Alicia Lindemuth. She's 33 today.
Lori Huff from Sunbury is 47.
Nancy Koch from Sunbury is 56. Happy birthday.
Ashley Oshesky from Atlas is 25 today.
Lindsay Gentile is 44.
Nicole Hess from McClure is 41. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bill Thomas. He's 59, just like Amy Grant.
Along with Deb Ruffton. She's also 59.
What a feather in both of their caps today.
There you go.
Batty Fuller from Elysburg is 51. Happy birthday.
Bonnie Foltz from Sunbury is 55.
Diana Karras from Sealands Grove is 51.
Renee Doss from Sheboken is 41. Happy birthday.
Brooke Arend from Herndon is 26 today.
Earl Musser from Mount Pleasant Mills is 60 today.
Skip Adams from Danville is 42. Happy birthday.
Brooke Marquette is 25 today. Happy birthday.
J.J. Lynn from Locust Gap is 26.
Teresa Clark from Nori, 54 today. Happy birthday.
Chris Reese, or Rice, from Sunbury is 30 years old today. Happy birthday.
Jenna Lover is 28.
Tom Henninger is 66. Happy birthday.
Nobody on the text club celebrating a birthday today.
No one on the Book of Faces.
What do you know? But everybody's got a birthday.
And just like Amy Grant, we love to celebrate them.
Baby, baby.
So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us 49330. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy!
Yeah!
Well done, ladies, on 94KX.
The federal health insurance marketplace is now open. So if you're under 65, you're free to shop for the health plan that...
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the segment we call Tom and Laura Live, where we invite guests into the studio to talk about activities. Not only that, but they become part of the show. And that's even more exciting. These ladies... Have a full day of activity in already.
And little did they know that they were going to be going to an Amy Grant concert as well. So, you know, it's super fun. Anyway. Julie Finkbeiner, race director for the Mifflinburg Turkey Trot, which is a 5K that happens annually every single year. But it also supports the Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club.
Yay!
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, you guys.
See, she was great when she came into the studio, but with all this stuff going on, she's a little mixed up now. Anyway, turkey trot time.
Turkey trot time. We spoke with the organizers of the Shamokin Rotary Turkey Trot last week, this week Mifflinburg. Now, in the past, though, there have been some celebrities from 94KX that have been the turkey. The one and only Drew Kelly was the turkey the 1 year. I remember it because I ran it that year. Yes.
How'd I miss this as a photo
op? Yeah. Yeah. But that's why Julie's here, because she's going to reveal each year they have a celebrity turkey and explain for folks who don't know, because if you beat the turkey, it's kind of like bragging rights, right?
Right. So I'll explain a little bit about the race. This is our ninth race, as far as I can count. This is our ninth annual race. The Mifflinburg Youth Lacrosse Club has one big fundraiser a year, and that allows us to provide equipment, including everything from gloves to helmets, sticks, and balls, and also scholarships to any kid who wants to play lacrosse in Mifflinburg. We invite kids from any town, any school district to play lacrosse in Mifflinburg. Mm-hmm. And super you cool. can be of any income level, any age from 5th to 8th grade, and you can be a girl or a boy.
That's awesome. Super duper cool. So now we have someone that Tom and I know very well standing to my left, who is Cheryl Schump, who's the ambassador for Girls on the Run of Central Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Now, and I was curious because we talked to Cheryl before a little earlier in the year, and she's back this morning, and I was like, why are you here?
Yeah, I'm here because I've been asked to be the turkey.
Oh, my. The last time you were here, you were wearing costume as well.
Well.
A big smiley face.
Yeah. That was for Mallet Madness.
Yes.
I wear many hats in the valley.
You are a very busy woman. Is it just that you're obsessed with costumes? I don't know. What is it?
Well, that's a good point.
No, I think it's because Cheryl loves to run. Yes. Here's the thing, though. The first 150 people to beat the celebrity turkey, which is our fair Cheryl this year.
Okay.
They get a special something to add to their participant's shirt. But the thing is, Cheryl's a good runner.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard.
Well, you know, I'm aging and I'm not as fast. However, I also am bringing along my running buddy from the Girls on the Run 5K last week. And so Naoki is going to run with me.
Awesome.
And she and I will be in the middle of the pack cheering the racers on.
Oh, wow. Good.
Perfect, perfect.
And your partner will be wearing a giblet costume?
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. I just threw it out there.
All right. Julie, all kidding aside, if folks want to participate, they can show up day of or else they can register in advance, right?
Yes. If you show up day of and you bring a canned good, you can start the race before the turkey.
So anyone,
whether you register online or show up day of, bring a canned good and you get to start the race before the turkey. And all the canned goods are donated to a local food bank.
All right.
That's awesome. We'll be sure to share all of the information on the 94KX Facebook page. You can also register at itsyourrace.com or on Facebook, but we'll link up for you guys who are listening and driving to work. Are you ready to run, turkey?
Oh, yeah. I'll be cooking my turkey in the oven while I'm cooking on the course.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Sure.
This year we have a timed race, too.
Cool.
So we're timing the race this year, and we are having medals for age groups, and the grand winner, the champion of the race, will receive a wonderful sweet treat made by me because I'm a good baker.
Okay.
Add to their dessert table.
There you go.
Perfect.
Sounds perfect for Thanksgiving. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for being part of the show, too.
Thank you for having us.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by
94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, head on over to campustheater.org. Taylor Swift had a huge night at the American Music Awards. Not only did she perform a medley that included several of her old songs, but she broke the record for the most AMA wins. Taylor won 6 awards, including Artist of the Decade, to break the record for most AMA wins with 29. Michael Jackson was the previous record holder. During her third speech for Artist of the Year, she alluded to having a tough year. She said, quote, "The last year of my life has had some of the most amazing times and also some of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life. And a lot of them are things that haven't been public."
Oh.
So kind of a mystery what Taylor was talking about there. As far as the award counts, nobody else came close to Taylor. BTS and Khalid got 3 apiece, and country acts Carrie Underwood and Dan and Shay had 2 each. Billie Eilish also won a pair in her rookie year, Favorite New Artist and Favorite Alternative Rock Artist.
Yes.
There have been several Michael Jackson documentaries, but now there's a so-called biopic in development from one of the producers behind the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Deadline.com says it will cover his whole life, from his difficult childhood up through the allegations of sexual abuse. And they say it will not be a sanitized version, but you might want to take that with a grain of salt. Michael's estate is involved in the movie. They've already given the filmmakers permission to use Michael's life and all of his music. Judging by how upset they were over the Leaving Neverland documentary, they wouldn't have signed off on all that without knowing how the story would be told, and probably told favorably to Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the box office, Frozen 2 was far and away the winner, opened in the number one slot with $127 million. Ford versus Ferrari was way behind, but it still made $16 million. Come in second place. The Mr. Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks, opened in third with $13.5 million, which is a little lower than expected, but this is an adult appeal movie that's probably going to hang around real strongly week after week.
Yeah.
Never going to be number one, but it's always going to be, I think, a consistent performer, so that should do okay in the long haul. 21 Bridges opened in fourth with $9.3 million. Midway rounds out the top five with $4.7 million. And two of us here saw A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood over the weekend.
Yes, and Laura saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
So this weekend, we're all going to flip it around and watch each other's movies, I guess.
That is correct. Although
so
I might have to sneak away to go see Frozen 2.
No.
Yes.
Just wait.
No.
It'll be the number one movie forever.
Oh, no. I'm going to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood first.
Oh,
like that,
okay.
Like first. I'm not going to swap that out. The husband would kill me.
Because, you know, Frozen, you're going to have a hard time getting tickets to that because it's just so.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to see Frozen in like February when it's still in theaters.
Yeah.
And like it's going to be me and a couple of like older women at a matinee show. Seriously.
Okay, then. I'm glad you revealed your plans. Good. Michael, we won't see you on Friday, so have a great holiday.
Yeah, thanks. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and go see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's wonderful. My review is, I'll put it on our website later.
All right, sounds good. News is next. You're driving to work in a short week and you're thinking, gosh, I'm smarter than the average person. Are you really? Because mathematically, it's impossible if everybody was smarter than the average person that we all be geniuses. A new study has come out, and it ranks by state where the smart people are.
Oh, boy.
I'm afraid to ask where PA is.
No. Everyone, Laura will agree to this. Every time we do one of these studies, like, Pennsylvania's like right smack dab in the middle.
Pretty much.
I mean, we're like at 25. It's like, let's see.
That's true.
Where's Florida? We're doing.
We don't even want to mention Florida.
I'm serious.
New Jersey is the smartest state in the country. New Jersey.
I can confirm that is not the case.
Now, carefully, you have family from there.
They would agree. My family would agree.
No, I bet they're highly intelligent because they all drive so poorly.
That could be it, distracted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, before we start laying it all out, who's the smartest, who's the dumbest? This has to do with education. The new study looked at smart people in different states by going through high school and college graduation rates and average SAT and ACT scores.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. So New Jersey, Princeton.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell that to Harvard.
Well, yeah, that's good. Idaho is the dumbest state.
Really?
You bunch of potato heads. Anyway. Pennsylvania, number 14. Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Know, that would make the playoffs if we were an NHL team or something. I don't know. So 14 Pennsylvania out of 50?
I think that's not too shabby.
The upper echelon.
I think D.C. was even thrown in there, so there's 51. I don't know. But anyway. Hmm. So, hey, we're not bad,
Pennsylvania. We're doing okay. Top 20.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Top 15.
Hey, look at us.
Let's see what we can do about cracking the top 10 soon. So if you have a kid that's going to college, make sure they graduate.
Hit the books.
Yes. Next, Tom and Laura on the way to work with Late Night TV.
South Dakota's governor is defending a new anti-meth campaign, which features the tagline, "Meth, we're on it." Which isn't as bad as North Dakota's ad campaign, "Cocaine, we cracked it."
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. A short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, bam, holiday. There you go. I don't think... We're trying to get people ready for Thanksgiving, but I don't know, maybe we're not doing a good job at it. So I think we have to teach a lesson here. You guys into it? I brought one of these old 60s films that we do for the holidays, and intern Nick's with us. He's the youngest here, so we got basically the three generations of Tom and Laura.
We do.
You throw the intern in, it's almost like four generations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So guys, somebody get Nick, get the lights.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
No, don't. Come here.
And here's Grandpa Johnny pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
What?
Oh, Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce.
Oh, my God.
And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Careful.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
All right, maybe that wasn't exactly the film I was looking for.
Yeah, hopefully that's nobody's Thanksgiving.
I was going to say that wasn't very uplifting.
No, it was...
That might have made things a little worse.
It was the old film from my Catholic school. I thought there was going to be a nice message there. I apologize.
Just get ready to be with your family and friends. Enjoy some food. Enjoy some football.
There you go.
The message is togetherness.
Yes.
Whether someone loses a finger or not.
Exactly.
Well said.
It's Black Friday sale from now till the end.
Tom and Laura in the morning. On a short work week, Thanksgiving is coming, but Christmas is just around the corner. And again this year, we've got the true meaning of Christmas. 94KX and Zimmerman Motors recording the little kids and putting them on the radio. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. You guys made the trip on Friday to GC Hartman Elementary School out there in SoCo land. Southern
post
Columbia.
For a lot of photos.
Yep, post for some pictures. Shikellamy School District always participates. I'm sure we will be headed to Priestley Elementary School here relatively soon.
Sure.
And then there's a couple other schools that are most likely participating this year as well. So
true story, this little girl says to me after I'm done recording her, "I just want to tell you, my big sister loves you." I was like, okay, this is awkward, but I'm like, well, good. And she goes, "She and I listen to you every morning."
Aww.
So then I thought, okay, big sister, she could be like 10. The 10 and a 9-year-old or whatever. So I said, well, thank your sister for me for listening. So then we all post her pictures. And at the end of the function, Kyle and I are getting ready to leave.
Yep.
She comes up to me one more time and she goes, hey. And I go, what? And she hugs my leg.
Aw, because she's so little.
I was like, I was like, hey, how you doing? I just did the head rub thing, the top of that.
Ah, good job.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cindy Lou Who.
Kids are, yeah, Cindy Lou Who. So it made me think, like, kids are, like, the purest form of fun that there is.
They are, you know, and she was so being great. Heartfelt when she said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love these when they air every single year. It's wonderful, and it does kind of remind us about the true meaning of the holiday season.
The true meaning of Christmas with Zimmerman Motors. Hey, the stories start on December 2nd. Take you right through Christmas Day. Or in the morning, Sean Carey on the way next.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Hello. How are you today?
We're great.
You had a pretty good weekend. I mean, Penn State lost, and I felt bad about it, but they played a good game. They weren't expected to win, I don't think.
How many teams go into Ohio State down 21-0? You lose your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they fought back, even though they lost 28-17.
There you go. And I'm thinking of my brother yesterday, my little big brother Sean here, because I'm flipping through the channels and I see the winless Cincinnati Bengals are beating the Steelers. And I'm like, oh, Sean. Oh, poor Sean. But a comeback win.
And they changed quarterbacks there, too.
Yes,
Tomlin,
they did.
Tomlin goes with Devlin Hodges, a.k.a. the Duck Man, Duck Dynasty Hodges.
It's
going to be interesting going forward if the Steelers are going to stick with Hodges the rest of the season.
I'm more interested whether that restaurant owner is still living on the roof in Cincinnati.
That was funny.
That guy's probably still there.
Who built the bathroom on the roof? That's the thing. It's like, it's not like he's it's a third world situation for him.
He knows he's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
So all in all, a half decent weekend, huh?
Good weekend.
Good.
Very good weekend. You guys helped ring in Santa on Saturday morning?
We
awesome.
Did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Dressed in our holiday finest with the radio fam.
It was a little chilly.
It was
okay.
Chilly,
it warmed up,
but
though.
But it's good for a Christmas feeling kind of thing.
It was a really nice event.
There you go. So are you ready for Thanksgiving?
We're getting there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we've already started Christmas decorations yesterday.
Oh.
I know. This is very rare for the Carey Castle. It usually starts at Thanksgiving or Black Friday.
Yeah, that's when we do it.
So
yeah.
It started early.
It started early. We just got tired of looking at too much orange and around the house.
Okay.
So we
you know what? You know what that means, though, when the wife wants to start things early? The party's at your house.
Yeah. We got room.
You see how I just invited us, Laura?
Yeah, I like it.
There
Let's
you
do
go.
It.
Sean's next. See ya.
It's decorating.